It's The Gutter. It's back for its midweek edition with me, your host, Rob Gutman. I've just got two people with me today, but that's enough because they're substantive transfer fiends. Josh Sexton, Jake Nolan. First order of business is it's Jake's 30th birthday.
Woo!
Woo. Happy birthday to Jake. That's enough.
Really awkward, that, isn't it? Thanks very much.
Oh, yeah. He's blushing. You should see the colour of him now.
I'm now past me prime, according to XG.
I was going
to
say, Liverpool now wouldn't sign you, which is, you know, unless they broke the mold like you were Thiago.
He would get a massive deal from Saudi, though, I think.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm in it for.
I think Jake's sticking out for that. So if he leaves halfway through, it's because he's got the call.
I've played footy with Jake as well. He's tidy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, Stevie G's there now. This is the Liverpool connection. He'll be aware you're available.
I've got to be better than some of them plums, haven't I?
You've got to be better than that. And we'll be talking about some of them plums in this fun-packed show. First up, though, I want to start with some news that started to filter through yesterday. And boy, this is emphasising what a roller coaster this transfer window journey can be sometimes. But 3 days ago, we were celebrating the signing of Dominic Szoboszlai, watching him lean, putting on his shirt, talking about his lifelong love of the Reds. We're all ecstatic with a big second summer signing. 3 days later, we've got substantive local patch journos like Chris Bascom and James Pearce saying stuff that they've clearly been told by the club is that Liverpool won't pursue a third midfielder unless one of the current crop leaves. Ouch. Nasty, Josh. That is just nasty and mean. Why Liverpool have to say these things? I don't blame the lads who are at least
consult you first. That's it feels like they're just going over your head.
I mean, look, there's two ways of looking at it. One, there's being silly, annoyed, childish fans about it, which is all of our default, I think. By all of our, I mean my default position on it. But also there's a part of me that thinks if I was involved in Liverpool's comms, I think there's a better way to do things than to get fan piss boiling this easily.